No, it's working. Like, that's the only problem. Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're learning about the 9 days. Kuf Chof Beis, I believe. He mixed it up. Jonas, where's Kuf Chav Beis?
According to the
Reish Tamas. What? Page Reish Tamas Gimel. Okay, thank you. No, not mine. Oh, yes, you're right. Okay, so we had about laundry. Sif Yud. Einosim B'tisha Yomim. Hey, look. Why am I laughing? You get these shilas. Everybody wants to go shopping the 9 days. You're not allowed to buy begodim chadashim, new clothing. Nothing to do with Shechianu. The 9 days you don't buy new clothing or new shoes even, which you don't make Shechianu on. New shoes, new socks, if that's... You're not new. I feel like the human of it kechavim. So today someone asked me about a computer. That's already... Now it's a shadow of a Shechianu. Oh, no, next week, right? It was going to be delivered next week. That was the Shechianu. Even if you'll say it's not Shechianu, or it's a Tevah Meitev, or whatever. But the problem is it was going to be delivered after Sunday night. So I said, I don't see how. I don't see why it should be Mutter. That's what's awesome. What? Computer. So yeah, you need this for business. They got along without it till now. Like, it's also a lot of people. I can't show you my computer. My daughter's going to America. She's not going to have any time to buy clothing. Only it's always only the 9 days. Anyway, you're not going to buy new clothing. You're not going to make new clothing. Even new shoes. Do it through a guy. If you have to prepare for a wedding, you're not going to have time. But really, no time. Like the wedding's the day after Tisha B'av. Because of Mishchodesh, Mutter B'chol Inyan, L'sitan Afilu Lumen Yisrael, Mutter Loi La'asoyson Afilu Achar Kach. What does it mean, Mutter Loi La'asoyson Afilu Achar Kach, after Mishchodesh? Could make it. I mean, he doesn't pick it up, I guess. What is it? Mutal al asoys and afilu achakach. If you don't pick it up, no problem. He's allowed to do his work. He's doing his work. You know, he's making a new beggar for you. You can order a new beggar in the 9 days. And he's making it for you. You can't go pick it up. You can't go when it's finished.
When would be the issue of paying for it? Did he pay for it before, or did he? Or
I don't think it would matter. I don't think it would matter. It doesn't belong to him until he makes hagbah. If it would belong to him when he paid, there would be. You're right. It would be a problem. But kinyan is when you take possession. On the tautala, kinyan tautala is when you take possession.
He gave him the cloth. That's a different
story. What?
The person gave the cloth to the
Yeah. That's not simple. That depends if Uman Kone Bishvach Kli or not. That depends if there's any type of kinyan that's established when the Uman makes something out of the food. I think we're Machmer, that Uman Kone Bishvach Kli, and it's called he's giving us a new thing back. What? Yeah. Noshim Chinago Shlola Sadr Achutum Ariga. Okay, it's self-explanatory that we don't understand whatever it is that they set up on the edel, whatever it's called, through the holes. So you do it twice, and then, okay. So you have to do it the 9 days. Ain't rochtu b'tishah yom ha'meila afilu b'tzoynus if you'd bathe. You don't wash in cold water your whole body, and not in hot water any part of your body. Achlur refuah, kagan your ledus, on your berish, your kribel or ledus, your toivlo lirchot, for health reasons. Chinodam Chola, Shachiba Sarafi Lurchotz, for health reasons, Mutar and Lurchotz. Certainly for health reasons, it's Mutar. Filu Bechamin, if that's what is necessary. Sometimes it's necessary just to take the chill out of the water. So you can make it lukewarm. There's no need to put on Chamin hot, which has a certain pleasure to bathe in hot water. But an Adam Cholosh is doing it for his health, so the Chenid Erochetzes Tovelos Kedarka. In the 9 days, in Tovelos Belayla Shlachat Tisha B'Av, the Efsa Lirchotz, Zayachay Lirchot Berb Tisha B'Av, like on Shabbos, if you choose to do the preparations before Shabbos. V'chein k'shel Abeshus Levonim, Yichay Lirchotz Mat Kedarka, Kivin Shein Oleis Alatainug, that's the key phrase. Ain't only till the time of. Rish Chodesh Yom of Shabbos. What? I'm sorry.
You didn't mention Istanis, or you know, I heard nowadays, being that we're so active and we shower all the time, therefore, is that not true?
You didn't finish your sentence.
Is one allowed? One who showers every single day.
No such heter. If you. No such heter. People made up their own heter. If you can't function, then you're allowed to. Then you're like a chole. You take it. If you can't function, but you know that's what would probably be true. It doesn't say it anywhere, but that's mustavra, and we're used to bathing every day. So sometimes you go 2-3 days, we can't function. A little dirty. If you're just uncomfortable, that's the idea. That's what you're supposed to feel. That's what people can feel. You're supposed to feel uncomfortable, but if you can't function, the level I know which already makes a halachic difference in other areas too is when you can't function.
Or when it would affect your parnassus.
What?
Or when it would affect your parnassus, I would think.
If it would. That's very, very rare. It's not. What's more common is that you stink.
Well, that would affect working with coworkers.
It's not a question of working. It's a question of if you stink, you should. Of course, you should wash. That's why they used to have houses full of besomim. If you learn Gemara Brachas, there was always besomim in houses. Mugmar. They constantly were perfuming the air. They didn't have running water like we have. So to take a bath with like a Beis HaMerchus was a luxury. It was a big luxury. So they had besomim all over. They had deodorants. They had this word of the air. Because they probably stunk. Plain and puzzle. So you could do that. If you could do that, there's no head to the wash. Again, whenever you're washing, whether it's for health reasons or because it doesn't smell good, whatever, you should never do it in hot water. And if you can't do it in cold water because it's cold, so the poiskim allow you to mitigate the cold with warm. But it shouldn't be like the pleasure of the hot shouldn't be there, because that's a tainug b'fnei atzmo. That's what we're trying to avoid. If Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, then they allow you to take even a hot bath. They call it Shabbos and it's Rosh Chodesh. But Erev Shabbos Chazon, which would be next week, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says only Ponav Yad V'Raglav and hot if you do it every week, but not Kol Gufo. The basic is, sir. Yeah. For Shabbos, if you do it every week. Chemi Shirogah B'Chafifas Arose B'Kol Erev Shabbos to shampoo the hair, to wash the hair. Mutalay Gamata. Lo B'Boris, not to use soap or shampoo. I think they go Bechamin now. I don't know, probably not. Okay, stop. Right, so he says we should treat these delicately. Put it down, kiss it.
I don't know what happened.
You do know what happened?
I have no idea.
You know when we first opened the package, remember when that happened? Like, inexplicably didn't work?
I just thought that it died. The battery died, I thought. I thought then we charged it and then it worked fine. Listen, you know what the rulers learn on the first of you have to make a decision, you have to plan, and what the outcome is going to be is not really up to you, so.
What's your name again?
Jonathan Tachas.
Eliyahu Wexler.
Formerly, maybe.
I want to get up and show them.